Concords on the PC Mars.
Now conduct approach to speed 350 knots, pulling 5G in the red.
I'm speaking to Commander Tom Bobo. Have I got the surname right there, Commander Tom?
Yeah, it's a good pronunciation.
Okay, and Tom, are you from the? You're a test pilot with the U.S. Navy, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We brought the two F-18F Super Hornets from California, actually from Arizona, in the U.S. to down to Avalon.
Okay, and you've flown these Super Hornets all the way from which base was it?
We started out in a base called Yuma, Arizona. It's in the desert in Arizona. And we stopped in Hawaii and then stopped in Guam and then on to Avalon.
Okay. All up, how many hours does that take?
Oh, it was about 22 or 23 hours of flight time altogether. The longest leg being Guam to Avalon was about 9 hours in the cockpit.
Okay, and it doesn't seem to me, even though we're told the Super Hornet's 25% bigger than the, I think the Hornet currently being flown by Australian pilots, doesn't seem like a very big cockpit to me. You must get a little bit cramped in there.
Yeah, not much room to stretch out. The cockpit's pretty much the same as the F-18 C or D, and at 9 hours, you don't get a chance to walk around. Your butt gets a little sore after that amount of time, I think.
Okay, it'd probably take about 20 minutes just to sort of straighten out once you got out of the cockpit.
Yeah, it gets helped along, you know, if you have a beer waiting for you there. It makes it a little easier.
Okay, Tom, are you doing any flying here at the air show, the Australian Air Show 2001?
No, we brought the two airplanes here, and the Boeing test pilot is the one doing the demonstration. He puts on the incredible demonstration. Everyone's coming out this weekend, but really pretty unbelievable show. It demonstrates the maneuverability of the new F-18.
Okay, and we've just seen a display from, I think, an Australian F-18 pilot. The version of the F-18 that we've been just seeing now, how much faster, how much more, what greater performance can the Super Hornet provide?
Yeah, the Australian pilot put on a beautiful demonstration of the F-18A model, and the performance speed-wise are actually fairly close. The F-18E&F has better climb performance for takeoff and lower altitudes. And as the biggest thing for us, though, is better range, more fuel, about 50% more fuel internal, which helps us out a lot in the in more range. Also carries more payload, so that's good. And kind of the big difference, if you watch the show, between the two airplanes are the high angle of attack or the slow speed maneuvering. It looks like he's almost falling out of the sky, but it's a very stable airplane, really hard to depart, and it ends up being a good show.
Okay, and there's only, I understand, about 44 of these particular Super Hornets in the States at the moment. Is it to become the basic model, say, for the U.S. Forces?
Yeah, the plan is to replace the F-14 Tomcat, which is a pretty nice airplane, but getting a little old, and replace that with the F-18F, and then the older F-18A models and C models with the F-18E. And that's going on pace, right? I think we're buying 24 to 30 a year for the next 10 or 15 years or so. So that's how the plan is. So the F-18EF will be basically the kind of the mainstay of the Naval Aviation Fighter Force.
Okay, and I've heard a lot sort of in, I think, especially in the last air show that they had here in 99 about the Eurofighter that's being developed. I think, is it the Typhoon?
Yeah, there's a mock-up of the Typhoon out there right now. It's a pretty impressive-looking airplane. I don't really know much about that airplane or you know, when it's going to be available. The F-18EF, obviously, it's flying now. We flew it down here, and it's been flying for quite a while, actually.
Okay. And just yourself, Tom, you've been, obviously, you're in the U.S. Navy. For a pilot, may I ask how old you are?
I'm actually 37.
Okay, is that old in terms of pilot years in the U.S. forces?
Yeah, a little like dog years. I'm in the older side of the whole spectrum. Starting out, most guys in the career path, you have to get a college degree, so probably about the youngest you'd be starting flight training would be 22. And by the time you really got trained up and out in the fleet, you may be about 26 or so is about the youngest you'd be, 25, 26.
Okay, and in terms of your future after perhaps the military, are you looking at a civil sort of aviation future as a civil pilot? Is that something on the boards, or would it just be too frustrating flying a passenger plane compared to like an F/A-18E?
Actually, a lot of people do transition straight to the airlines afterwards. I don't know what I'll be doing. Maybe go fishing every day. I don't know.
Okay. And, Tom, you were a Navy pilot. Are you still... what was it like? I assume you've done carrier landings. Is that right?
Yeah, that's great.
What was that first carrier landing like?
They're all a little bit on the scary side. As you get a little more experience, the fear factor goes down a little bit. But the night ones are always get your adrenaline up, put it that way.
Okay. And, Tom, for the rest of the weekend here at the air show, you just sort of... there's a display model of the F/A-18 on the ground, and I think there'll be one in the air. Will you be based out at the just the exhibition itself for most of the weekend?
Yeah, we'll be out there all weekend, so if you want to have any questions or want to just talk to us, just stop on by the F/A-18F display, and we'll give a talk.
Okay, Commander Tom Bobo, thank you very much.